This is Kevin Harlan. This Friday, the NBA on Prime crew and I are back with another exciting Emirates NBA Cup doubleheader. First, Bam Adebayo and the Heat take on Jalen Brunson and the Knicks. Then, Steph Curry and the Warriors square off against Wemby and the Spurs. If you're not a Prime member, just sign up for a free 30-day trial. Heat Knicks, Warriors Spurs. Coverage starts Friday at 6:30 p.m. Eastern, only on Prime. Restrictions apply. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details.
Du bist ein Raider, der sich unter der Erde niedergelassen hat. Doch jetzt musst du an die Oberfläche zurückkehren. Dorthin, wo die Ark-Maschinen umherstreifen. Wenn du mutig genug bist, wer weiß, was du da oben findest. Ark Raiders. Ein Multiplayer-Extraction-Abenteuer-Videospiel. Jetzt erhältlich für PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X und S sowie PC.
Will they find a home? Sponsored by Geico. Steve is intrigued by the paranormal.
Otherworldly spirits really make a house a home, you know?
Janice has different taste.
I'd like my house to not be haunted.
Compromise is tough, but these two won't have to compromise when they bundle home and car insurance with Geico. It's easy, and they could save even more. In the end, Steve and Janice found a renovated Victorian that's only haunted from 9 to 5.
Okay, wife's home. Y'all gotta bounce.
Bye, Steve.
Bundling without compromise at Geico.com.
Time now for another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. You know, we get you to work every morning on the Bob and Tom Show. Now every afternoon at 3, we're going to post a little extra for you to get you laughing on your way home or whenever you download this thing. Coming up on today's show, comedian Greg Warren plus Reno Collier's air guitar story and Donnie Baker. It's all coming up right after this.
Hi, Jess Hooker here.
And I'm Chick McGee. Remember the Off the Air podcast?
I do.
We're back.
What?
That's right. It's on the Bob and Tom VIP section of the Bob and Tom, BobandTom.com.
Yeah.
Just hook yourself up with the VIP and wham, there you've got video of the show in the morning. You've got all the Bob and Tom 24/7 goodies and you get the Off the Air podcast.
Yeah. And you can sign up monthly or you can sign up yearly and save money.
Try it out. And then, of course, you're going to sign it up. Sign up you and your friends for the rest of your life. So do it now.
Yeah. Gift it.
Now in theaters from Bob and Tom Pictures.
Hey, Christy, it's Rob. It's been a while. I was just thinking maybe we should give it another try. Call me later.
Christy, pick up. Hey, how you doing, girl? It's me. I'm back in town. Man, the West Coast sucked. Oh, come on, give me a call.
Hi, Christy. Hey, it's me. Remember me? Hey, I was looking at some old pictures of, you know, that time back in Tuscaloosa. I'm sure you remember. Uh-huh. I'll call me.
From Bob and Tom Pictures, Christy Lee stars in The X-Men.
Hey, Christy, it's your favorite drummer. I'm in town playing for a new band called Saber. Call me.
Hey, Christy, it's me, Donnie Baker. Hey, I was cleaning out the boat, and I found a pair of your, anyways, I think they're yours. Can we try it again, man? I got the motor fixed. I swear to God it works better. You ain't going to have to row or nothing this time. Call my pager.
Christy Lee's X-Men, now showing every other weekend and Wednesdays if she's not too busy.
We know what you need. Here's another healthy dose of Bob and Tom Extra.
Don't say anything yet because he's not in here. He's going to be coming in just a second. Let's see now. Our engineer is Ace Cosby, of course. This is the Bob and Tom Show. Let's see. Mr. Godwin's over there. There's from the Blue Collar Comedy Tour, comedian Reno Collier. Josh Arnold is over there.
Hello.
Let's see, at the Navy Federal Credit Union News Desk, of course, we have the lovely Christy Lee. Mm-hmm. Chick McGee in good form across the way. At the orangeinsoles.com sports desk.
Autographing a book for Greg. He likes John Feinstein.
Oh, he'll be in here in a little bit.
Okay. Now, Greg Warren will be joining us shortly. Now, we have a little excerpt from earlier in today's show. I hadn't really looked at the green sheet. I didn't know who was coming in today, and I made the following query. Oh, is Greg Warren coming in today?
Oh, come on.
Jesus.
What a jerk.
Oh, man, that really stands on it all.
Guys, he's here.
Hi, Greg.
Hi, Greg.
He's coming. Yeah, he's nice to see you.
Oh, hey, Greg. Guys.
Hey, man. Hey.
Greggy.
No. Greg's here.
No.
No, you haven't been listening.
I heard you guys.
Comedian Greg Warren, who is soon to be the proprietor of a podcast dedicated to the New York Times crossword puzzle.
Nerd.
And I get to be a guest on one of the episodes. I'm very excited.
Oh, my goodness.
Are you really going to do a really, podcast about crossword puzzles?
Myself and Brendan Ayer.
Yeah. Is that right?
Yeah. Dweeb.
Greg, have you done the mini this morning?
Tom, I don't do the mini.
Okay? Okay, wait a minute. Wow. I might listen to this podcast now.
Yeah.
You're embarrassing yourself.
The mini.
I get
child, you're like Ivy League educated, and you text me about the mini.
That's because, Greg, there's an abomination here.
Oh, God.
There is a French word in this. I do not like. I'm an American. I want to take.
There's a lot of French, man.
I hate that.
And a lot of times they don't even say it's French. They just sometimes they'll put like a little FR. You know?
Right.
They hate that. I don't want to. I want English. And what really ticked me off the other day is he had to use a number.
Now that is that should be against the rules.
The answer was 8-ball, and they used the numeral 8. That's immoral. Yeah. I want that guy hanged in public.
I know. Or they'll put like more than one letter in a square.
That's terrible.
You have to use the rebus button.
Yes,
what?
On today's
QTY?
Puzzle, not the mini, but the real puzzle.
He's already looked at today.
I couldn't sleep last. I woke up like 4:30.
Okay. Yeah. No, see, there's a coffee machine in the back that you put one of those things in and it makes your coffee. My goal is to put the thing in and have it done before the...
The mini?
60 seconds.
Yeah, the
okay.
mini.
All right, you guys.
Well, you want to do today's regular one and make a cup of coffee.
Right
by the time you drink it, it'll be cold.
I'm getting pretty good.
If you're doing crossword podcasts, here's your competition. Whitey Puzzleman's Crossword Hour.
Man, you're going up against Whitey? Are you nuts?
You can't beat Whitey. You can't beat Whitey.
Isn't that a new Spike Lee movie?
Maybe.
Isn't that about his season ticket problem with the Knicks?
Yeah, Puzzleman runs.
Yo, Sal, how come there ain't any crossword puzzle guys on the wall?
You got Radio Motherboard.
Yeah.
That's about crossword puzzles. You've got Cross Nerds. But my favorite, a podcast called On the Cross.
What about
no
with Lucas Murphy?
Yeah. That seems a bit.
Are those like Christian puzzles?
They're talking about crosswords.
Okay,
man.
But I mean, the implication is that.
Well, of course, but they're just
somehow
being
suffering.
Tasteless,
I think that's. Yeah, I think.
It says here,
Jesus would have something to say about that.
Says here, Cross Nerds is without a doubt the best crossword puzzle podcast that you can.
Have you ever listened to these, Greg?
Before
you
no,
get yours,
no.
What are you calling yours? Have you decided?
We haven't. How about this? Whoop'em crossword style.
You mean?
Okay, how many ways is that offensive? I have two.
Yeah, there's at least.
I count two ways that that's offensive.
Yeah, right.
Even though it's an Asian reference. Yeah, that was a thing a while ago.
Yeah. Right.
Whoop'em,
Whoop'em, Gangnam Style.
Yeah, but this is.
But you said Whoop'em.
This is Whoop'em crossword style.
Okay, yeah. Let me tell you something. You're throwing in sort of a Native American aspect.
No, I didn't say Whoop'em.
It comes off that way.
Yeah.
If you haven't seen Tommy Lasorda at Dodger Stadium being honored, and he's sitting in the stands watching the game, and Psy, the guy, Gangnam Style, that guy comes
right.
dancing.
Yeah, that's the guy I was talking about.
Dancing down the aisle, and Tommy Lasorda is watching him. You owe it to yourself to go take a look at that.
Was it as good as when Dave Kingman hit 3 home runs?
I think it might have been. What are you... What?
Back I love Dave. You wonder why we were booing.
I know.
Okay. Now,
do yourself a favor and listen to the audio when Dave Kingman hit 3 home runs. It's the greatest Tommy Lasorda.
Oh, when he goes out to get the ball from Doug Rao?
They asked him, what do you think about Dave Kingman's today?
What?
And he just went on a
swear.
What do you two call this podcast?
It is the most profane-laced diatribe you've ever heard. And it goes on for like 30 minutes. And he slows down and be like, I mean, I'm sorry. But you asked me what I think about Dave Kingman. What do you think I think about Dave Kingman? I hit 3 home runs. That's what I think about Dave Kingman. You going to ask me that? It goes for hours, man.
Saved by the Bells.
Hello, Bob. What? No. I thought I answered it. You must have the working phone check.
Hello, Bob and Tom Show.
Hi, Bob and Tom. It's Donnie Baker.
Hey, Donnie.
Hey,
Donnie.
Flip, man, you've got so soft. You used to call yourself a wrestler. Now you're doing crossword. You'll turn in your man card. And by the way, spoiler alert, I'm just a messenger. But Matt Puckett said anytime, any place, he's going to give you cauliflower face.
I could totally take Matt Puckett.
No, it was Matt Puckett, the guy that gave you the cauliflower ear?
No, that was Tim Krieger.
It ain't a threat if he means it.
It's some
by
guy,
the way,
Donnie
I meant
Russell
to tell you guys, speaking of cauliflower and flat faces, remember that dude last week who tried blasting himself into space?
Oh, yeah.
The
flat earth dude that killed himself with his own rocket ship.
You know he didn't make it.
Right.
Well, anyways, that same day, my second cousin Max, we weren't close, but he's also a flat earther.
Uh-huh.
He tried to get up in space by hooking up a bunch of helium balloons to a lawn chair.
Mm. Oh, wow. How'd it go?
Well, for about the first 30 feet, the balloons were good. Then they got tangled in some power cords. Just say Max ain't no longer with us.
Oh. Was he electrocuted?
Aww. No, he didn't get electrocuted. The sparks must have startled him. He fell out the chair and onto the road below, and then got run over by a flatbed truck that's taking porta-potties to the fairgrounds.
Oh, boy.
Thanks.
Well, anyways, Max's dad decided to have one of them drive-through funerals.
Mm. Right.
So he rented out to Ed Crosby's drive-in theater in town, right outside the town for the host ceremony.
Uh-huh.
You know the one over by the landfill that always smells like burning tires or on fire?
Yeah, the old drive-in, yeah.
Well, anyways, my Uncle Clive, Max's dad, he wanted to represent his legacy forever. So he put Max's casket right there in front of the movie screen at the drive-in. When you pulled in, you could see it first thing, mm-hmm. and had an empty lawn chair next to it with some balloons tied on the chair.
Oh,
but he didn't have time or a lot of money. He just bought the only balloons he could get. Some of them said happy birthday.
Oh.
One said congratulations, it's a girl. Didn't even try to tape over him. Then a four one that said happy Valentine's, Joyce. I swear to God.
Who's Joyce?
Who got knows? It on a discount.
She didn't sign the book. Well, they started off the service. They've shown some old home movies of Max as a kid. Then they did a little prayer through the window speakers. And finishing that off, they had an Alex Jones marathon, just the way Max would have wanted.
Oh, how lovely.
I swear to God. The funeral was sad, but the saddest part, it was charging $5 a person to get in.
Oh, wow.
And Clive said they had to help pay for funeral expenses and stuff for rental. But I could tell my cousin Lonnie snuck his kids and his fat-ass wife in, hid them in the trunk.
Sure.
I swear to God. He won't admit it. But I'm sure Max is up there looking down from heaven thinking, would you look at that? The earth is round as Monica Spanx trying to cover her front butt again. Just remember, Matt Puckett's on your ass, Flute.
Okay. Stupid world record. Croatian man set the Guinness World Record for the longest underwater walk.
Huh.
Boris Milosic, a member of the Split Diving Club, of course, Split, a thriving metropolis in Croatia.
Right.
That's the name of the city.
Walked about 328 feet, 100 meters underwater to beat the previous record of 259 feet.
Just holding his breath.
To accomplish the record. Accomplish? Accomplish. He had to be completely submerged underwater, and 1 foot had to be touching the pool floor at all times. The record attempter also has to hold their breath the entire time.
Okay. Whoa. So he's not wearing one of those diving bells?
No.
Well, that would make it, you could pretty much go all day.
You could, yeah.
Is he weighted, though? Is there a weight?
Oh, it has to be.
There must be something.
Yeah,
you
have to weight him down.
Sure. Oh, you can walk across it.
No, you'd float up.
Yeah,
you'd.
No.
He was in a pool. Right?
No, you would. Your body's filled with air. The buoyancy is still away.
I've walked.
We've walked on water.
No.
Well, you know. No, this is the opposite of Jesus, Greg. He's under the water.
Right.
This is like the reverse floor. Jesus move.
The reverse. He gave it a reverse Jesus?
I'm trying to find this
Milosevic guy. With a reverse Jesus.
It's tens across the board.
Hey, here's more.
All right. Wait a second. What's the record?
Time out. How deep was he?
How deep was he? It just says he was completely submerged.
Oh, well, I think it's relevant to the
underwater
story.
Underwater and shut up. 1 foot. One foot had to be touching the pool floor at all times.
It looks like he's got a weight around
his
neck.
There's video of it?
Yeah, yes. Oh, yeah.
A weight around his neck.
And he's walking along the lane.
Oh, so he's married then.
Oh, this is, he's holding us. He's got to walk real slow because he's got to keep 1 foot on. And he looks like he's super fit.
He's watching this like it's fascinating.
Oh, I know.
Every kid this summer is going to try this at the pool.
No,
you know
not.
It.
Well, I hope not.
No, they're saying to himself.
Yes. My brother Joe tried something like this.
Joey Wednesday
lost. He dropped his phone in the Lake of the Ozarks. It fell on the dock, bounced a couple times, and just bloop. And we lost our minds. So Joey decides he's going to take the boat anchor, tie it to him, throw it into the water, and that way he'll stay on the bottom of the lake and he can walk around and look for the phone.
Until he drowns.
There's destroyed already. Oh,
there's catfish as big as Volkswagens at the bottom.
You're not kidding, man. Yeah, so he tied the anchor to himself. He sat at the edge of the dock, and then he looked at us and went, I can't do this.
Have you ever touched the bottom?
Yeah.
A deep lake? Have you ever tried to touch the bottom?
First off, if you do, it's like the creepiest thing you felt.
It's like muddy.
Yeah.
The
mud sucks you down.
Yes. That's one of the problems.
Well, they're man-made lakes, right?
Yes. Exactly.
Well, anyway, this guy set the record. I'm trying to think, how long did he? Oh, I see, 320. That's a lot of walking underwater.
100 meters, 328 feet.
That's great. Almost beat Natalie Wood's record.
Oh.
Well, she.
Remember, she's the cute little girl in
the
Miracle
of Catalina.
Don't forget that
America's sweetheart at the time.
America's sweetheart, beautiful woman.
Christopher Walken.
Drowned.
Well, you've had living relatives, yeah.
Yeah, I'm sure. Sons and daughters.
Oh, so to get the record, you got to be breathing at the end. Sorry.
Yeah.
Can I go on to another stupid world record, please? Stupid world record.
This guy puts in his Bumble profile.
Son of a bitch.
I like long walks on the beach underwater.
This has got ace written all over it.
What is
the
next
record? Thousands of people in Australia helped set the Guinness World Record for the largest air guitar gathering.
Oh.
The record attempt coincided with an AC/DC tribute concert along Perth's Canning Highway.
What does Australia know about AC/DC?
Which has become known. This part of Canning Highway in Perth is known as Highway to Hell.
Oh.
After the good AC/DC, Bon Scott.
Oh,
they're both great.
His ashes were buried in the nearby Fremantle Cemetery.
Oh, no, it got all sad.
Before the concert, 3,722 people led by Australian air guitar champion Alex Roberts.
Oh, he's good, yeah.
Oh, he's the best.
I've seen his work.
I went to go see him, but he couldn't perform. His equipment was hijacked.
Yeah, isn't that a bummer? He didn't have his amps. So he
couldn't play because of his air guitar.
Yeah.
You know, I think Josh, your idea of becoming an air guitar roadie and writing about it on the
It's hard work
keeping a diary.
Man. Yeah, it's tough work, man.
A good mockumentary.
Man, I got to walk around.
Mockumentary? Documentary.
I got to push those
cases.
Yeah, big cases.
Like a mime.
Josh now miming taking a case out of
that the idiot. That studio. Idiot has taken 12 years of improv classes just to do that bit. It finally paid off your space work.
You moved the wrong case.
That was a strong example of business.
Pat, I just think they heard him ask for the 12 string. Do you suppose there's some jackass air guitar guy that goes, I exclusively do acoustic 12 string?
Can I tell you something? I'm not making this up. When I was on tour with Cable Guy and we'd go to arenas and stuff.
Name dropper.
Well, I was very good friends with him still. I really
text
helped his
him right
career.
Now.
I came up with
get
the
it
anyway.
Wow.
So we had it started out where they would blast music and he would go up there with a broom and like play like he was with an empty arena and then slowly roadies and all this stuff. And we made a mockumentary about this air band. They would fight over set lists on the bus the night before. Like, I can't play GNR. I can't even. And I'm like, I was in the mockumentary, I'm the manager of the whole thing. And I'm like, I don't even understand. I was working at Zach's Zaxby's, and like all of a sudden they saw a manager. They had wigs.
Oh my!
They had, yeah, and the roadie, and they jack it up. So when we did a show in Nebraska at the football stadium, it was filmed by Comedy Central. Right at the end of it, cable guy's like, "We're gonna do a concert with." It was called Air Disaster. Was the name of the band, and we're gonna do a concert. And after 60,000 people were at the comedy show. Did like five songs, Journey, all this stuff with the 60,000 people there, wigs, everything,
all air
the
guitar.
Entire thing, and it was on the 4th of July, so there's fireworks going off. It was it was so it was.
I bet
he's a 9 year old with $50 million. Like it is full blown.
So he should have the air guitar record, not
no,
this.
No, that's not an air guitar. He had a broom, man. It's
no, 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 no. They ended up getting real guitars. Then they had no
then
strings
that, then
on them.
What are you talking
about?
Yeah,
wow, that's not
air
guitar.
What I'm saying is we started with nothing and built it into 60,000 people in a stadium. You tell me somebody else with no talent.
Excuse me, the minute you said prop, we all turned up.
Yeah. All you guys are just traditionalists.
Hacky.
There's today's edition of the Bob and Tom Extra for you. Make sure you catch us every weekday afternoon at 3. You can catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For the Bob and Tom Show, this is Christopher speaking. Have a great one.
Michael Rosenbaum and Tom Welling take you behind the scenes of one of the greatest shows of all time.
Their ultimate rewatch podcast. We're in the midst of season 7. And
Hold on. Obviously, we had a very successful television show for 10 years. That was Superman-based.
But we had to make everyone believe that you were Clark.
I gotta be honest, I was surprised at the end of this episode that I wasn't.
I was too!
Talkville, the Smallville rewatch podcast.
I'm not sure I knew when I was filming it that I was not me.
Follow and listen on your favorite platform.